think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Let's talk about September 2nd, 2022. You had testified on direct that you had, your daughter had asked you a question, you responded around 8:48 in the morning, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You said at that point you then hung out at home, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Around 10-ish you went for a walk, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You said you...
Yes, I'm sorry, Your Honor.
You said you then came home, isn't that right?
Yes.
And you said that you went to the gym around 12 o'clock, 12:09, correct?
Yes.
I think that's when you log in around 12:09.
That's when I checked in using my phone at Planet Fitness.
Okay. And that's the Planet Fitness that's on like Fort Apache in Charleston, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's kind of just down that road, right? Down. What's the road? So you live on Spanish Steps?
Correct.
And then the road to kind of make your way out to Piggott, what's that one called?
South Tassel.
Okay, and then if you made a left to go by Piggott, what's that big road?
Red Hills.
Red Hills. And Red Hills can kind of get you up to that corner, right? Where the Planet Fitness
is. You go through a roundabout, you can go north from there on Apple, and then you head east to get to Planet Fitness.
Okay. And I think what you had, before we do that, let me ask you this. So what car did you take to the gym?
The BMW.
All right. Oh, so that's the, it's kind of, What's the color? It's not quite gray. It's not quite brown.
I think it's brown.
A brownish color. Mm-hmm. It's kind of metallicish.
Right.
Okay. And you took that route that we just talked about. That's how you got to the gym. Correct?
Probably.
Okay. Oh, another question. So we're circling back to something, but your belief is, what's Jappy's role in the conspiracy? What exactly did he do?
I'm not certain to what extent, but obviously he's the one who initiated the surveillance that was done on me that went from, I believe it was August 16th, all the way through September 7th. So despite his testimony also that they only do surveillance every other day, if you look at Cynthia Sauerland, the surveillance pages from that, you see that they're done back from, you know, one day to the next. And, you know, when I requested that these surveillance logs be provided to me the first time, I received only three.
Okay.
Then when I pointed out the fact that there was a surveillance log on September 6th that mentioned September 1, then lo and behold, now there was four. Okay. I believe that there were actually surveillance logs for every single day, and they just weren't turned over to me. So I believe that, you know, that really that Jappy knows that I didn't kill Mr. Gurman.
Okay. So do you think it's a little strange that if Jappy wanted to frame you for murder, he would clear you of all wrongdoings with the allegations of taking bribes?
I'm already here on this charge, so I don't think he needs to worry about another charge.
And so if the job's done, why waste his time with Compass Realty?
In what sense?
Well, he testified that after you got arrested, he spent another 4 or 5 months investigating Compass Realty and then brought charges to the DA's office. Why do that?
So, and this is an interesting point.
Okay.
Because if you look, well, I guess you can't look, but the file into me was over 100 gigabytes in information. That's quite a bit of information. The file into Compass Realty was only 3 gigabytes worth of information. It appears it was just a token investigation because, again, he didn't do the stakeouts that we discussed. He very clearly said that he believed that this personal property was leaving the homes. And it's shown in 500 pleadings that, again, there was no personal property taken from these homes, no vehicles that were actually, I'm trying to finish answering your question, sir.
Okay.
There were no vehicles, again, that for which the titles were traced. He didn't investigate the issue with the homes being trashed ahead of time to lower their values so that they could basically net almost double on the next sale. So, you know, again, that's, as far as I'm concerned, when he refuses to do a legitimate investigation on me, again, I'm doing just 3 gigabytes worth of data. I think it was just a sham investigation. He didn't do any of those other things he promised he would do.
Sir, isn't it true you told this direct examination, you bemoaned the Attorney General's office for looking at your case for like a matter of a month and then just not doing anything with it? You did say that, right?
Nope.
You never complained about the Attorney General not taking your Compass Realty allegation seriously?
I did not bemoan and I did not complain.
Okay. Did you say they didn't take it seriously?
I didn't say they didn't take it seriously.
Did you say that they only looked at it for like a month or two?
They only looked at it for a month.
Just a month?
Yeah.
And Jappy looked at it for 11.
But again, he didn't do the things he promised.
Yes
he
or no? He looked at it for 11 months.
Yes, but it was a sham investigation.
Okay.
It was a bogus investigation.
Okay.
Didn't do what he said he was going to do.
All right. Oh, let's talk about Zach. You like Zach, right?
You know, I think he dislikes me more than I dislike him. I didn't really, personally, I didn't have qualms with him. I didn't, he didn't waste my headspace.
Okay. And that's good to know. The disagreement that you had, do you really think it was like a total fallout over this Ottawa property?
I don't, no.
Okay. Because, to be honest, like, you did continue to do business deals with Zach after Ottawa.
Yeah,
right?
I think what Zach was upset about,
sir,
if I may.
Sir, my question is yes or no. You continue to do business deals with Zach Schilling after the Ottawa sale?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
And now at this time, I'm going to show opposing counsel what's been marked as 388, 389, 390, 91, 392, 393, 394, 395, and 396. start, I'm going to show you first 390, 389, and 388. Do these look familiar to you?
Hold on just a few moments, because
sure.
I want to look at where he actually changed realtors, because when I do my redirect, this is all going to become relevant.
Okay. Do you know what that is?
I do, but it doesn't say who the realtor was on this.
Well, and I would turn your attention to 388.
Okay.
Look here at the bottom.
Approach.
Sure.
Yes.
388. Mm-hmm. Does that help? I mean,
sure.
Look at the address.
Of course.
We got our address here.
Right.
And that corresponds to those documents.
Correct.
Do these appear to be like a listing agreement, kind of an order closing the sale of a certain property, a check going out to Mr. Schilling?
Yes.
And these all appear to be fair and accurate depictions of those.
And this is Ottawa.
The Ottawa right property, yep.
Mm-hmm. And just let me write a note if I may.
Sure.
And you're okay with this?
Obviously, we're going to receive copies of this, so.
You have, they've been already right. Produced.
All right. So what is the date here?
Go to the back page, the very last page. Maybe it kind of shows some dates.
Okay. You got it. Thank you.
Okay. At this time, we'll ask for admission of stage proposed 388, 389, and 390.
There's no objection.
And then I want you to take a look at 396,
okay.
395, 390. 4, 393, 392, 391, and let me know if these appear to be listing agreements.
Yes, they are, sir.
Okay, and those are fair and accurate depictions of those agreements, correct?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Just 1 second.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ottawa was the property where you guys had some sort of disagreement about evaluation, right?
Yes. It was more a little bit of sour grapes on his end, but yeah, no, it wasn't, as far as I was concerned, a big deal.
Right. So, but when we heard kind of cross questions and testimony from Zach about there being this disagreement, Ottawa is the one that we're talking about, correct?
Ottawa is the one where he felt like he was cheated, but that wasn't the case.
Understood. And just publishing 388, this was kind of the licensing agreement to bring Zach Schilling on, correct?
Right.
And if we look here, oh, okay, it's showing up there, Zach Schilling is there. Sorry, this monitor's kind of cut off. 389 is a court order that establishes that the sale was approved for this Ottawa property, correct?
Yes, well, basically it's just this is the deed after the docs have been finalized, everything's done.
Understood. And publishing 390, we'll do it backwards, but that's like a check that got cut to Zach in relation to this property, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the date on this is 3/22 of 2021, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So despite this disagreement, isn't it true that the public administrator's office continued to use continue to use Mr. Schilling for properties that you needed to have sold that came through the PA's office?
Yes, I never disputed that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we heard some testimony about, like, oh, Zach didn't get a lot of business at Trail. I think Nicole may have said things like that, correct?
Right, and it's true that he actually had his business reduced, but I'll go into that.
Well, okay. So, but publishing 391. Sorry. We're requesting that 391 through 396 be admitted to evidence.
I have an objection.
Eric Handy, can you make public?
Thanks. So, we've got here in 391 on June 8th of 2021. This is a deal with Zach, correct?
Right.
We've got another one here, 392, 612, another deal with Zach.
Right.
394, 716, another deal with Zach.
Yes, sir.
393, this is a 611, 2021 deal with Zach.
Right.
Publishing 395, 814, 2021, a deal with Zach.
Right.
Publishing 396, 10, 621, another deal with Zach.
Right.
All postdating the big disagreement, correct?
It, again, was not a big disagreement and as far as I was concerned. And the issue that he truly has with me will come later, and I can discuss that.
Okay. The bottom line is money continued to flow from the public administrator's office to Zach Schilling for the work on these houses, on these deals, correct?
Not nearly as much at a certain point, but yes.
My question
is yes.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. All right. You mentioned you're a tech guy, right? A little bit of a techie?
I think you asked that before, yes.
Are you an Apple guy or a Google person? When it comes to phones, what are you?
I have a Google phone.
Anyway. Okay. We've seen this timeline. Right? We've seen this timeline. I'm publishing state 374. I want to turn your attention to this page. It's entries 23, 24, and 25. You covered these messages and calls from your wife on direct examination. Do you recall doing that?
Yes, sir.
I believe you had said that you were out walking around, you received this message, and then your wife called and you just didn't want to like get back to her, and that was kind of what happened with that. Is that correct?
Right, I was really close to home. I was going to walk in the door, walk through the garage, I should say, and so why?
Right, and I think you said, honey, I'm home, right?
Something along those lines.
Because May was home at that time.
Right.
And that was just minutes later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So there wasn't any concern. It was just a picture of your daughter in this call. You were just going to take care of it, right?
Right.
Okay. Nothing else?
As far as like messages and things go, or?
Okay. Anything else you want to add to this, sir?
I don't think so.
Your wife doesn't have a Google phone, right? She have an Apple?
Yes.
And she, Apple's got all these crazy products. They've got what's the thing that you put on your wrist that kind of goes with your phone? What's that one called?
Some of the Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch. Does May have an Apple Watch?
She does.
Okay. Did you ever watch Steve Jobs' presentations when he would get up and say, you know, just one more thing? You ever see him do that and he drops like a new product or anything?
No.
Never seen that before? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's take a look. I'm publishing I don't even know if I've shown this opposing counsel. This is just May I approach the witness?
Mm-hmm.
Let the record reflect I'm showing opposing witness. 378. Stage proposed 378. Those appear to be the messages that we're looking at in that timeline, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, and on the back of this is the very image that she sent to you. Would that be correct?
Right.
And that's a fair and accurate depiction of that thumbnail, mm-hmm. correct? And it's a fair and accurate depiction of what's up there in that timeline, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. At this time, you have permission to make stakes 378.
No objection.
And you talked about these. I think you told us before on cross that these messages, you know, they weren't hacked or anything like that from the police. Like, these were the messages, right?
Right.
Okay. We're now going to publish 378. So this message, if you could, please tell me what is the time. Oh, it's kind of cut off a little bit. What time is that message sent?
At 10:36 a.m.
Okay, on September the 2nd, is that
correct?
Then we have this other little blurb. It doesn't actually have anything there, but what is the time on that?
10:36.
And then we have on this following page another message at 3:16. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think she's kind of talking about how much, you know, she's selling some cards and making some money, something like that, correct?
Right.
And you immediately kind of respond within a minute to her at around 3 o'clock, correct?
Right.
But you don't do anything here, correct? Because it's just a random message and there's no need to, I mean, nothing's being asked of you, right?
Right.
It's just a random message.
Right.
And, you know, you just take care of it when you walk in the door, right?
Pretty much.
Showing opposing counsel what's been marked as stakes for close 379 through 387. Before I approach, I'm just going to ask you one more time. You didn't delete anything off your phone on September 2nd of 2022, did you, sir?
Not that I recall.
Now we're going to approach the stakes proposed 379 through 387. Why don't you take a look at those?
Okay.
Sir, do those appear to be messages that we just looked at from maybe some other device that we were just looking at through your text messages or your timeline?
Yeah.
Do those appear to be fair and accurate depictions of those messages?
Except there's an additional message.
Right, there's an additional message. Mm-hmm. That's your wife's Apple Watch, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, and that's a fair and accurate depiction of what that watch looks like, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
And with the exception of the one message that's off, everything else seems to be a fair and accurate depiction of your communication on that day that you were just telling us about on the timeline. Isn't that right?
And so it seems, yes.
Okay. At this time, we'd ask for the admission. States proposed 379 through 387.
You could approach, please.
Sir, you maintained that on the morning, September 2nd, 2022, you were at home, correct?
Right, except for when I went to take a walk.
You deny going over to 7216 Bronze Circle, correct?
Yes, sir.
Publishing 379. That is your wife's Apple Watch, correct?
I mean, it's got a picture of my daughter on it, so I'd have to assume that it is.
No. That's the same picture you just told us about from your text messages, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's at 10:35, correct?
Yes.
It says Friday, correct?
Yes.
It also says Rob up in the corner, correct?
Yes.
I'm now publishing 380. Please read to this jury, what does it say underneath that photograph?
It says, where are you?
Where are you? You told us you were at home.
I did not. I said, actually, when I got the messages, I was still on my walk.
Sir, is it your testimony that you were at home on the day in that morning?
Not the entire morning, no. And okay. I said that to you, sir.
And let me ask you this question. That message isn't on your phone, is it?
It isn't. I mean, it. If it was sent, it should have been. But,
sir, please. Yes or no? That message isn't on your phone.
Why it isn't? I wouldn't know because it.
I didn't ask you why.
It's not on my wife's phone either.
Sir, I didn't ask you why. I asked you a yes or no question. That message is not on your phone, correct?
From what you've showed me, it is not.
And you were in possession of your phone on that day, correct?
On that day, yes.
And you, as the owner of the phone, have the ability to save messages and delete messages, correct?
Yes.
Because the person who holds the phone controls the information, correct?
At that moment, yes.
Right. And she's asking, where are you? Right?
Yes.
At that same time, at 10:30 in the morning, we've seen video surveillance of a car that you say looks just like mine, driving in Mr. Gehrman's neighborhood, correct?
That is correct.
Sir, if you left your phone at home, you wouldn't have been able to respond to that message, correct? If you were not next to it, correct?
I think that's speculative, but if you left your house,
and left your phone at home on the morning of September 2nd, and your wife's texting you, where are you? You wouldn't have been able to respond to that, correct?
But I did not.
I didn't ask you that. If you were not in your house on September 2nd in the morning, and your wife sent you a message with a phone you had left at home, it would have been impossible for you to answer that question, correct?
I mean,
again, this is a good answer.
He can answer.
I'll ask you again.
Again, that would have been, if in fact that was the case, if in fact I left my phone at home, then sure, yes.
I have no further questions for this witness.
Okay, so at this time, we need to end early today, so we're going to conclude for the day. I'm going to have to turn the calls just so we can talk about tomorrow's start time. This time, we are going to conclude for the day. During this recess, you're admonished not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in the way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or other means of communication, or social media, read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case, do any research, consult dictionaries, the internet, or reference materials, do any investigation, test a theory, recreate any aspect of the case, or in any other way, investigate or learn about the case on your own or form or express any opinion regarding the case till it's finally submitted to you. We're going to start tomorrow morning at 9:30. So same thing, Officer Hawks will greet you and he'll bring you in. Thank you very much for your time and attention. You are excused till tomorrow morning at 9:30.
Thanks, all right, stretching here.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, Just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.